I'd like to just explain that my amendment is a simple one. It's geared to achieve two general purposes: to increase the number of young people participating in outdoor activities like hunting and fishing, and recognizing the contributions and challenges of specific individuals consistent with other federal land and wildlife programs. Nothing in my amendments affects how the federal duck stamp program is currently administered. The language only addresses future cost increases of purchasing a duck stamp and exempts certain groups. The first group exempted is individuals under 18 years of age, or rather 18 years of age and under. Under current law, every hunter over the age of 16 must purchase a federal duck stamp. Based upon data provided by the National Shooting Sports Foundation, we know that hunters contribute $30 billion annually to our economy. Hunters and hunting groups support nearly a million jobs, spending an average of $1,900 on these activities per year, and buy an additional $2.7 billion in hunting equipment. Through these purchases, hunters voluntarily pay $2.1 billion in excise taxes, contributing largely to wildlife conservation efforts at both the federal and state levels. Based on the most recent U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's recruitment and retention report, however, we also know that the number of hunters has significantly fallen in the past 30 years, from 19 million to 12 million between 1975 and last year. One of the age groups that experienced the greatest drop in retention rates has been hunters between the ages of 13 to 19. Since 1990, more than 25% of young hunters throughout the United States have stopped participating in this great tradition. In fact, I understand that there isn't a single region in this country where hunting rates have increased for 13 to 19-year-olds. In the Mountain West, the drop-off has been about 50%. According to the same report, there are a number of reasons for this decline, one of the most prominent being costs. During the last Congress, this committee conducted a comprehensive oversight hearing in 2007 entitled No Child Left Inside, Reconnecting Kids with the Outdoors. A fundamental conclusion of those invited to testify was that an increasing number of young people are suffering from childhood obesity, as well as the serious corresponding health issues such as diabetes. This emerging and frankly costly health crisis can be avoided. One step is getting our kids more active and involved in the outdoors. So one portion of this amendment will ensure that we're not making it even more expensive for our young people to participate in hunting activities. So that one is a step certainly in the right direction. The other components of this would conform this bill to the benefits that are provided to Americans under the America the Beautiful Pass into national parks and federal recreation lands. In that event, we charge $80 for an America the Beautiful Pass, except for senior citizens, and they can be purchased for $10. Disabled individuals can also obtain it for free. So this amendment further conforms the provisions of the America the Beautiful program to this particular duck stamp increase. And then finally, this amendment would exempt our veterans, as well as active duty military, from any price increase authorized by this bill for the duck stamp program.